This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India has given a befitting reply to Pakistan by destroying terrorist hideouts under the Operation Sindoor. He stated that the government had given the armed forces a free hand to act, enabling all three services to execute a tactical entrapment that compelled Pakistan to kneel down. The Prime Minister stressed that Pakistan can never win a direct war with India. That is why they are involved in proxy war by promoting terrorism. Mr. Modi said this while addressing a public rally in Bikaner, Rajasthan.
वो गोलियां पहलगाम में चली थी, लेकिन उन गोलियों से 140 करोड़ देशवासियों का सीना छलनी हुआ था। हमारी सरकार ने तीनों सेनाओं को खुली छूट दे दी थी। तीनों सेनाओं ने मिलकर ऐसा चक्रव्यूह रचा कि पाकिस्तान को घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया।
The Prime Minister said after the dastardly terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the countrymen took a resolve to destroy the terrorists.
22 तारीख के हमले के जवाब में हमने 22 मिनट में आतंकियों के 9 सबसे बड़े ठिकाने तबाह कर दिए। दुनिया ने और देश के दुश्मनों ने भी देख लिया कि जब सिंदूर बारूद बन जाता है तो नतीजा क्या होता है।
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the redeveloped Deshnok railway station in Bikaner, Rajasthan, and also flagged off the Bikaner-Mumbai express train. He also paid a visit to the famous Karni Mata temple in Deshnok near Bikaner in Rajasthan and offered prayers at one of the most unique and revered temples in the country. During the visit, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation, multiple development projects worth around 26,000 crore rupees in Palana, and also addressed a public function. These include various important projects of railway electrification, road infrastructure and clean energy. The Prime Minister virtually inaugurated 103 redeveloped Amrit stations in 86 districts across 18 states and union territories of India at a cost of over 1,100 crore rupees. Over 1,300 stations are being redeveloped with modern facilities designed to reflect regional architecture and enhance passenger amenities under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme. The redeveloped Amrit stations across India integrate modern infrastructure with cultural heritage, passenger-centric amenities including those for Divyangjan, and sustainable practices to enhance the travel experience. The third multi-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimori Karunanidhi has left for a five-nation visit with India's message of zero tolerance against terrorism and to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation will visit Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia and Russia. Ahead of the departure, Kanimori Karunanidhi said the move is intended to explain to the world that lives have been lost in India due to terrorism and none of the nations in the world believe in keeping quiet in front of this menace. She added that everyone has come together to fight against it to reach out to the world. Earlier, a delegation headed by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha arrived in Tokyo, Japan on the first leg of their five-nation tour. They were briefed by India's ambassador in Japan upon their arrival and about Japan's specific approach to engagements. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today asserted that cessation of firing and military action during Operation Sindoor was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. In an interview with a Netherlands-based broadcaster, Dr. Jaishankar said the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to him, while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance talked to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, highlighting that it is natural that nations call up amid conflict between two nations. And with that, we end this news bulletin.